Welcome, everybody, to the Super Humanistic Podcast, where we talk about all things health and wellness. Thank you for joining us today. We are your hosts, David and Jessica. Make sure you hit that follow button on this podcast so you never miss another episode. Follow Super Humanistic on all socials and share this podcast with someone you love so that they can have actionable tips to work into their lives to be healthier and happier. So last week, we talked about manifestation, and I know that that's a popular subject right now or has been in the past in general. So we get into the actual science behind it. We break down the steps of how to do manifestation to reach your goals. So if you want to learn more about that, go back and listen to last week's episode. This week, we're going to be talking about squatting. So squatting is actually a great exercise. It's something that you do every day in your life. And my wife will talk more about that a little bit later, even if you don't think about these type of things as squatting. It's really a fundamental exercise that can transform your fitness because squatting does a lot for you. It's a compound exercise. When you perform a squat, you're engaging a lot of different muscle groups, including the quadriceps, the hamstrings, the glutes, and even your core. This makes squatting really a great workout, very efficient because it works out all those muscle groups. But not only that, it also improves your balance, your flexibility, and your overall mobility. Even on top of that, it can also boost your metabolism, aiding in weight loss and fat burning. So it's just a really great workout to make sure that you are incorporating into your workout routine. My wife will get in a little bit more about how to do a proper squat so you're preventing injury. And again, getting into how you're already squatting in everyday life. So just ways to improve on that.
Yeah. There are different types of squats, and you can always, of course, go on to like YouTube to find like the variations of squats that are out there. But for an actual squat, I don't know, the song always comes into my head when I hear squat, like squat, 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 squat. Okay, anyways, so to perform a proper squat, we need to aim. Yes, well, squats for us. to form a proper squat, we are going to want our feet to be hip width apart. Usually our toes, so our feet facing forward, our toes could be a little bit out at 30 degrees. Again, depends on the form, like which type of squat you want to perform. Just for basic squat, you want your toes to be forward and your feet hip width apart. What we're going to do is your chest should be up as well. I know a lot of times we have like where we will fold if we're holding it. The bar behind us will naturally kind of collapse, but you want to keep your chest up for the squat. You want to be nice and tall, so that posture as well. And then with that, you're naturally going to see that your stomach gets engaged because you're doing a proper posture as you're holding the bar for the squat. If you, even if you're holding like a dumbbell in front of you, you still want to have your chest up and be in a good posture form, holding your abs in tight as well. So that's how you would start. What you're going to then do is bend your knees quickly. So bending down quickly, keeping your chest up. So drop down to the depth that feels comfortable for you. I know sometimes people are like, oh, at least keep 90 degrees with your knees. Maybe you can go further. Maybe you can't go to 90 degrees yet. So go to however low you can go that's comfortable for you as you're starting. And then once you reach that depth that feels comfortable, you're going to put your heels into the ground. They never should lift from the ground, so your heels should stay on the ground. And then think about pushing away from the ground, so like you're trying to push the ground away from you as you go to stand back up. And then once you're standing up, or as you stand up, you're also squeezing your butt or your glutes. So squeeze at the top. So again, feet hip width apart, toes facing forward or to a 30 degree angle, bending down at the knees with your chest lifted and core tight, once you reach this place that's comfortable for you, you're gonna then stand back up, think about pushing the floor away as you go to stand up, and then squeeze your butt once you're standing. So that is how you perform a proper squat. And the reason why this is so important, like even as we're sitting now, I think about, okay, I need to get up. I'm naturally sitting in a squat position. Like as you sit on the couch or at dinner, when you're using the restroom, you're naturally in a squat position. Obviously, we're being held up by a chair, so we're not just sitting or like practicing a squat full time. Our quads would be really burning if we didn't have support, right? So naturally, we're in the squat position, but when we go to get up, we need to know how to push the ground away and how to stand back up again without falling or without needing to put our hands on the chair to lift ourselves up. So it is important that we practice squats, because we really do squats in our everyday life without even really thinking about it, as my husband was saying earlier as well. So that's what I have for how to perform a proper squat and kind of why it's important for us to do these squats.
Yeah, some great information there. Those squats can lead to better posture, reduce risk of injury, and just a greater overall functionality in life. What happens when you don't do when you don't make squatting a priority? Neglecting this fundamental movement, as you were talking about, can really lead to a whole host of issues. If you're not really incorporating this into your routine, you might have reduced mobility. So you may want to make sure that you're staying mobile, especially as you age. It can really lead to chronic pain potentially. That could be in your knees or your lower back, because as you touched on, doing the squatting really helps your overall core as well. So by doing that, you're going to strengthen that core and prevent any issues with the lower back and those type of things. Also too, if you're not squatting or incorporating that into your workout routine, it can really lead to a lower quality of life, because you're not able to do those everyday things, as you were mentioning, such as simply getting up and down in and out of a chair. So there you go. That is the power of squatting in a nutshell. Make sure you follow Super Humanistic on everything. Hit that follow button on this podcast so you never miss another episode, and share this podcast with someone that you love that can use some health and wellness tips to live a longer, healthier, happier life. It's never too late to start squatting, so go out there and incorporate that into your workout so you can be more superhumanistic. We'll see you next time.
Bye.